Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning reset. Wherever you are listening from today, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you're halfway through breakfast. Maybe you're already thinking about three other things. Maybe for these next few minutes, you're going to try not to. Wherever you are this Monday morning, let us start the week together. Would you join me for three deep breaths before we go any further? In through the mouth. And out through the nose. In through the mouth. And again out through the nose. One last time. And out through the nose. Wherever your attention has been scattered this morning, let's just gather it here for now. I noticed something about myself this week. I was on a call, half listening, already halfway through composing the email I was going to send the moment the call ended, which meant I wasn't really on the call, and I wasn't really writing the email either. I was doing both at the same time, badly. It's such a small thing, but once I noticed it there, I started noticing it everywhere. Being at the table with someone while thinking about tomorrow, walking somewhere while already mentally arriving, trying to be in two places with the same handful of attention split down the middle. It reminded me of something from years ago, when I first started doing Facebook Live videos. I'd be out walking Lola, my dog at the time, through the Dorset countryside. No script. I'd just press the button and start talking about whatever was on my mind that day. Lola, meanwhile, had absolutely no interest in any of it. She'd wander off to investigate a hedge or something far more fascinating than whatever I was saying into my phone. And there I was, walking my dog, but also broadcasting to an audience I couldn't see. At the time, I thought I was doing two good things at once. Getting my exercise, getting my thoughts out, being there for Lola, and also being there for whoever was watching. Looking back, I don't think I was fully doing any of it. I wasn't really walking Lola. Part of me always narrating, always half performing, wondering how what I was saying was landing. And I wasn't really present for the people watching either, because part of me was watching Lola, worried she'd wander off or get stuck somewhere. Two things at the same time, and neither one getting the whole of me. I don't think that was a failure of effort. I wasn't trying hard enough or concentrating hard enough. I don't think that's how presence works at all. Attention, you can split. You can point half of it here and half of it there, and it'll do it badly for as long as you ask it to. But presence doesn't split the same way. You can only actually be somewhere once. I could point my attention at Lola and the camera at the same time. I couldn't actually be with both of them at the same time. Not really. I wonder how much of an ordinary week is spent like that. Half at work, half at home, half in the conversation, half already in the next one. Never quite arriving anywhere, because we're already halfway to somewhere else. I don't think the answer is doing more of it better. I think it might just be noticing when we're doing it at all. So here's what I'm carrying into this week. Presence doesn't split. You can only really give it to one thing at a time. That's not a failure. That's just what it is to be one person. Next Monday, we'll spend some time together again. I don't know yet what I'll have noticed by then, but something usually finds me. I'll be here either way. Thank you for giving me these few minutes of your Monday. Fully, I hope, rather than half of them. Whatever this week asks of you, you don't have to be everywhere at once. Just here will do. I'm Pete Thorpe. Thank you for sharing your Monday morning reset with me. Look after yourself this week, and if you can, look after someone else. I'll be here next Monday.